France Musique.
Merci Patrice Bertin, merci Jérôme Badini. À dimanche prochain, il est 11h.
France Musique. 42e rue, une émission en partenariat avec Tétu.
Come here, venez.
This is the problem.
Voilà le décor approprié à la scène.
Why, it's just an empty stage.
Mais je ne vois qu'un plateau désert.
À première vue, oui. Mais patientez. Un beau coucher de soleil. Des lumières vives dans un jardin. Nous ajoutons 500 000 kilowatts de poussière d'étoiles.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue.
Come and meet those dancing feet. 42nd Street.
Je déclare la 42e rue de France Musique ouverte.
Bonjour à tous. Dès la première note du générique de sa première émission de radio dans les années 40, le ton était donné. Danny Kaye parlait plus vite que son ombre. Son truc, c'était de chanter très vite, très très vite. Parfois, en disant du charabia, il savait chanter, il savait jouer. Même s'il ne savait pas lire la musique, il avait l'oreille juste. Il n'est pas devenu aussi célèbre qu'un Jerry Lewis ou qu'un Dean Martin. Et pourtant, dans les années 50, Danny Kaye était une star du musical et du cinéma à l'heure égale. Une vingtaine de films à son actif, dont certains délirants, 4 comédies musicales écrites sur mesure pour lui, par quelques-uns des plus grands, comme Cole Porter, Kurt Weill ou Richard Rodgers. Ce matin, c'est ce feu follet roux qu'on teignait en blond pour tourner dans des films, avec sa chevelure ébouriffée que nous avons mis sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue, le brunch des amoureux de la comédie musicale chaque dimanche matin à 11h sur France Musique. Il scattait très bien, Danny Kaye, la preuve.
Oh, they passed the law down in Washington, D.C.
That's what they did. They passed a law down in Washington, D.C. Yankee Doodle's going to town, and they want young fellas like me in a goldfish bowl, new and shiny. They went eeny, meeny, miny, and cried, hey, young pup, your number's up. Hot to doodle 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 doodle.
Report to doctor to get your little bit for say. We'll get your key, I had a lot of the plane saying, get your little bit for someone to give him gown and get your say. We'll hire that, had a lot of the plane saying, get your little bit for someone to give him gown and get your say. We'll get together there, a little richer, into a fine specimen. Oh no, to get your little bit for say, give him gown and get your say. We'll get your key, flat feet. Get your little beat for sound to give him a gown and get to say. We'll get your gay, a high, 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 a Leave it, go and get your sail, look up for sale, get your fleet, sell up the plane, say the peel potatoes, get your little bit for say, leave it, go and get your sail, here, get your game. Hey, maneuvers! I'm
have your attention, please. Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra, 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 da, 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 ra, ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous, fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Oh, a band'll do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys' band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys' band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys' band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you'll see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you'll hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tantara! And you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Liberati, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score.
Deux hommes qui scattent pour ouvrir cette 42e rue ce matin, Robert Preston dans The Music Man et pour débuter celui que nous avons mis sur notre grande affiche et à qui on avait proposé d'ailleurs ce rôle principal dans The Music Man qu'il a décliné, Danny Kaye que nous retrouvons dans un instant, c'était la mélodie en 4F. Vous le savez, 42e rue vous propose une fois par mois un concert en public. Et bien le prochain aura lieu en direct dans 15 jours, dimanche 15 février de 11h à midi, ici même à France Musique. Nous donnerons carte blanche à une personnalité du théâtre musical en France. Son travail consiste à adapter en français les grandes comédies musicales de Broadway. Il a adapté notamment Le Roi Lion, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, mais aussi Un violon sur le toit. Ça sera donc une carte blanche à Stéphane Laporte et un concert autour de cette question. Et si nous chantions Broadway en français, que nous vous proposerons avec Rachel Pignot, Chloé Horry qui a joué dans Frankenstein Junior et Fabien Richard qui a interprété le maître de cérémonie dans Cabaret. Ils seront accompagnés par Thierry Boulanger et interpréteront durant une heure des extraits de comédies musicales anglo-saxonnes, du Fantôme de l'Opéra à Un violon sur le toit, en passant par des comédies musicales réputées intraduisibles de Stephen Sondheim. L'entrée est libre, mais vous pouvez aussi réserver vos places à l'avance sur le site de la Maison de la Radio. C'est dimanche 15 février à 11h. Vous avez plus d'informations sur le site de la 42e rue sur francemusique.fr, la page de 42e rue. Une curiosité pour continuer, l'an dernier, les studios Disney sortaient un film qui racontait la vraie vie de l'auteur de Mary Poppins, Pamela Travers. Un album est sorti qui fait découvrir quelques chansons du film que les frères Sherman avaient composées mais qui furent finalement supprimées. En voici une, intitulée The Right Side. Mary Poppins devait la chanter aux enfants pour les remettre sur le bon chemin, le chemin des enfants sages. Elle est interprétée par Juliana Hansen.
Thank you. Everybody starts the day in a similar way every single morning. We open our eyes with groans and sighs while we're stretching and yawning. Then we fold aside the counterpane and the moment is at hand. Which side of the bed will our head be on when on our feet we stand? Some days the right side is the wrong side. Some days the left side is the wrong side. Those days your face is on the long side all day long. Some days the right side is the right side. Some days the left side is the right side. Those days your face is on the bright side all day long. It's up to you to choose which way your day is going to start. The right side or the wrong side is decided by your heart. So try to think about the bright things. You'll find that they are all the right things. You'll be on the right side, never on the wrong, all day long.
Ce matin, c'est Danny Kay qui est sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue, un feu follet, un maître de l'élocution, un comique qui savait parler plus vite que son ombre. Son coup de maître sera l'énonciation en 38 secondes, chrono, du nom de 50 compositeurs russes. C'est dans une comédie musicale de Kurt Weill, Lady in the Dark. Au second acte, Danny Kay incarne un juge qui apparaît dans le rêve de l'héroïne, une rédactrice en chef de journaux de mode tiraillée entre les exigences de sa carrière et son envie de fonder une famille. Danny Kay interprète son subconscient. Affublé d'une perruque de juge, il met en perspective les preuves contre cet accusé. Voici cet enregistrement. La citation des 50 compositeurs est à la fin du numéro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind. Order in the courtroom. Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott. Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secundus. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover, Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And
inasmuch as
in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. Yay! I should like to introduce that peerless witness, Kendall Nesbitt.
Yay!
Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant, isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. was only for her he's divorcing his wife and another man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus. But he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, and Tchaikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhanovsky, Godovsky, Altobuchov, Moniuszko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Glinkler, Winkler, Bortnyansky, Rebikov, and Yinsky. There's Metner, Balakirev, Zolotarev, and Kosciuszko. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Tukhansky, and Klinovsky. And Shostakovich, Borodin, Glier, and Novikovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargomirsky, Chervachev, Skryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Korsakov, Mussorgsky, and Grachaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kukalinikov, Rachmaninoff, Stravinsky, and Grachaninoff, Rumchinsky, and Rachmaninoff. I really have to stop because we all have undergone enough.
Stravinsky,
Grachaninoff,
Rumchinsky,
Rachmaninoff.
I really have to stop because we all have undergone enough.
Cette chanson arrêtera le show, comme on dit. Daniké améliorera d'ailleurs son score. Il arrivera à citer les 49 noms russes de compositeurs, non plus en 38, mais en 31 secondes une autre fois. Une chanson composée par Ira Gershwin et Kurt Weill, intitulée Tchaïkovski. C'est en 1913 que naît Daniké. Son vrai nom, c'est Daniel David Kaminski. Ses parents juifs ont émigré d'Ukraine 3 ans auparavant. Et il s'amusera, comme ici, souvent à prendre l'accent russe dans ses numéros. S'il se destine aux études de médecine et à la chirurgie, les moyens financiers de la famille ne permettent pas une telle ambition. Adolescent, il est déjà un clown né et il va s'associer avec un ami pianiste pour créer un premier duo où il montre déjà ses facultés physiques de comédie, ses facilités pour jouer avec les voix et faire des tonnes de grimaces. Il change de nom, opte pour Daniké et ira se produire avec son ami jusqu'en Asie. Et puis de retour aux États-Unis, il joue à l'éducateur, au gentil organisateur dans des camps de vacances pour New-Yorkais, tout en passant des auditions pour Broadway. Sa chance arrivera lorsqu'il rencontre sa future femme, Sylvia Fine, une jeune pianiste, une compositrice qui repère tout de suite la pépite qu'elle tient sous les mains. Elle va lui écrire sur mesure des chansons. L'une des premières est inspirée des compositeurs d'opérettes britanniques Gilbert et Sullivan. Dans Anatole of Paris, Daniké raconte la vie d'un milliardaire excentrique qui fabrique de magnifiques chapeaux pour femmes, tout cela chanté bien sûr à la vitesse d'une machine à écrire.
It all began when I was born. A month too soon. My ma was frightened by a runaway saloon. Pa was forced to be a hobo because he played the oboe, and the oboe, it is clearly understood, is an ill wind that no one blows good. I'll never forget the morning that Grandpa ate the awning to impress a pretty lady who went for men that were shady. Then my Uncle Josiah lit the great Frisco fire, ran off to Hawaii with the O'Leary cow, which his loving wife resented and thereupon invented a rolling pin that strikes and then says, pow. And I'm the result of the twisted eugenics of this family of inbred schizophrenics, the end of a long, long line of pets I design. Women's hats. I'm Anatole de Paris, I shriek with chic, my hat of the week, cause 6 divorces, 3 runaway horses. I'm Anatole of Paris, the hats I sell make husbands yell, is that a hat or a two-room flat? Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw and voila, a chapeau at 60 bucks a throw. It's how I pull and chew one of the little things I do on it, like placing yards of lacing or a bicycle bill for two on it. The little ones, the big ones, the sat on by a pig ones, the foolish ones that belch and the ghoulish ones that lurch. The one called whiskey sour, designed for the cocktail hour. A little snip of potato chip and a trifle of the Eiffel Tower. I am Anatole of Paris, I must design. I'm just like wine, I go to your head.
Give me thread and the needle. I itch, I twitch to stitch. I'm a glutton for putting with the button to snip and plug, nip and tuck, fix and trim, crown that rim, tote that barge, hit that bale. And why do I sew each new chapeau with the style they must look positively grim in? Strictly between us, entre nous, I hate women.
C'est dans un de ses camps estivaux pour New Yorkais plutôt fortunés que Danny Kaye crée cette chanson qui deviendra la signature de son spectacle de cabaret qui ouvrira bientôt à New York dans un club dénommé La Martinique. C'est aussi dans ce camp de vacances new-yorkais qu'un producteur de Broadway le repère et l'embauchera avec quelques autres comme Jérôme Robbins pour une revue créée à New York, The Straw Hat Review. Le spectacle ne va pas durer très longtemps mais la presse repère celui qui chante Anatole of Paris. À partir de là, Danny Kaye se fait un nom, pas étonnant que Kurt Weill et Ira Gershwin pensent à lui pour un rôle dans Lady in the Dark. Ça sera ensuite au tour de Cole Porter qui lui offre le rôle principal de sa prochaine comédie musicale, Let's Face It, l'histoire de trois femmes négligées par leur mari qui décident de recruter trois jeunes soldats en temps de guerre pour rendre leur mari jaloux et en font leur gigolo. Danny Kaye incarne le principal, G.I. Voici l'une des chansons, Farming, une célébration du retour à la ferme. La femme de Danny Kaye demandera à Cole Porter de modifier un peu les paroles qu'elle trouvait un peu trop crues à son goût.
Here's a bit of news that's quite a shocker, proving Mother Nature still has charm. Quoting Mr. Charlie Knickerbocker, get in the swim and buy a farm. Acres of alfalfa fields of clover suddenly enchant our top who's who. So the moment all this row is over, what say if we go hasty to for farming? That's the passion farming. That's the passion of our great celebrities of today. Kit Cornell is shelling peas. Lady Mendel's climbing trees. Dear Mae West is at her best in the hay. Singing while the raking bringing home the bacon makes them feel more glamorous and more gay. They tell me cows when they're feeling milky all give cream when the milk by Wilkie.
Oh, farming
is so charming, they all say.
Oh, farming, that's the passion, farming. That's the passion of the great celebrities of today. Yeah, yeah.
5 o'clock, the cock is crowing, though the frost is on the pumpkin. Back to sleep, you can't be going if you want to be a bumpkin. It's so chic for look or peek to take your picture with the Guernsey in the wilds of old Connecticut, or possibly New Jersey.
Muzzing up the clover, cussing when it's over makes them feel more glamorous and more gay today.
Hard and Kaufman in Bucks County pulled a farming killadilla when they planted in their cornfields all their clippings from Joe Miller.
Farming is so charming, they all say, hey.
That's the passion farming.
Raising chickens.
That's the passion of our great celebrities of today.
Bernard Shaw doing turkey in the straw.
Don't inquire of Georgie Rabb. Why his cow has never calved. Georgie's bull is beautiful, but he's gay.
Cow spray in the hay, take it away.
Mussing up the clover, cussing.
Grow tomatoes.
When it's over, makes them feel informal and degagé.
Eat that wheat with your Greta Garbo feet.
The natives think it's utterly utter when Margie Hart starts churning her butter.
Farming is so charming, they all say.
Cette comédie musicale de Cole Porter n'est pas restée dans les annales, hein. Ce fut un échec. Danny Kaye va partir à Hollywood et on va encore là-bas exploiter ses facultés comiques, sa plastique, son énergie débordante. Dans Le Bouffon du Roi, par exemple, une sorte de croisement de Robin des Bois et de OSS 117, il interprète un apprenti espion qui se déguise en fou du roi pour délivrer le royaume d'un roi imposteur. C'est absurde, c'est hilarant. Il se déguise d'ailleurs d'abord d'Aniquet en un vieil homme sourd et barbu pour échapper à des gardes. Et puis donc ensuite en fou du roi, ensorcelé par une sorcière qui par un claquement de doigts peut le réveiller. Donc il passe d'un visage à un autre en un claquement de doigts. Voici le moment où le roi lui demande de le divertir. C'est un numéro hilarant qui s'intitule, c'est presque une profession de foi, le bouffon inadapté.
I am prepared to make a statement. When I was a lad, I was gloomy and sad, as I was from the day I was born. When other babes giggled and gurgled and wiggled, I proudly was loudly forlorn. My friends and my family looked at me clammily, thought there was something amiss. When others found various antics hilarious, all I could manage was this. Or this, or this, or this. My father, he shouted, he needs to be clouded, his teeth on a wreath I'll hand him. My mother, she cried as she rushed to my side to reproach, and you don't understand him. So they sent for a witch with a terrible twitch to ask how my future impressed her. She took one look at me and cried, he. What else could he be but a jester? A jester? A jester?
A funny idea, a jester.
No butcher, no baker, no candlestick maker, and me with the look of a fine undertaker impressed her as a jester? But where could I learn any comical turn? It was not in a book on the shelf. No teacher to take me, to mold me, and make me a merry man, fool, or an elf. But I'm proud to recall that in no time at all, with no other recourses but my own resources, with firm application and determination, I made a fool of myself. I found a bow and arrow and I learned to shoot. I found a little horn, I learned to toot. Now I can shoot and toot. Ain't I cute? I started to travel to try to unravel my mind and to find a new chance. When I got to Spain, it was suddenly plain that the field that appeared was the dance. The Spanish were clannish, but I wouldn't vanish and learned every step they had planned. The first step of all wasn't hard to recall, cause the first step of all is to stand. And stand. And stand. And stand.
Rodriguez, pronto di vendere, sta l'educata su son arrivato the same to His Majesty, please.
Julio!
And before a siesta, he made me his jester. And I found out soon that to be a buffoon was a serious thing as a rule. For a jester's chief employment is to kill himself for your enjoyment. And a jester unemployed is nobody's fool.
France Musique.
Cette chanson, comme tant d'autres, qui exploite les facultés de diction de d'Aniquet, est composée sur mesure par celle qui est devenue entre-temps sa femme et va devenir son Pygmalion, Sylvia Fine. Dans le film La vie secrète de Walter Mitty, elle lui écrit une symphonie, je cite, pour une langue bien pendue. D'Aniquet interprète un militaire qui imite son professeur de musique. Il est habillé d'une blouse grise, les cheveux en bataille avec une baguette de chef d'orchestre, et il imite les instruments de musique qu'il entend, les animaux qu'il perçoit dans le morceau, un sketch de 5 minutes où il fait déjà semblant de diriger un orchestre.
All I know, everybody's standing away to the chairs here. Come on, everybody. All right, everybody sit down. Children, what makes music music? Music. Und was? When to the symphony you go, and they're playing fast but slow, do you hear the pizzicato sweet and low when you go? Or the flugelhorns up high, or the fiddles when they cry? No. And why? Because you don't go. You see, children, a symphony is not only music, it has a story. It has a beginning, and a middle, and an end. Except, of course, the unfinished symphony, which has a beginning. We will now take up the instruments. There is the trombone pop, and the tuba pom pom pom, and the oboe, and the saxophone, sousaphone, cithern, and xylophone, clarinet, bugelhorn, fiddle, and flugelhorn, tenor, kazoo, and the timpani tune. They are all very busy, except the cymbal. He stands in the corner and looks around in disgust.
This brings us to Symphony number 45. Which was written by the great Czechoslovakian composer Andrei Griminik Ogrogacemenek del Grobicek and Helgenikin. This work was composed under a slight disadvantage. He had no talent. The conductor lifts his baton and we start. Just mood music. Now comes the first movement. Presto vivace, argumento molto, contabile molto, cioccolo molto. And we have the first theme, which is naturally played on the first fifth. Bing, 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 bing. This represents a young girl which is living with her wicked guardian who is a French horn. Paro, paro, paro. Now this young girl. Bing, 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 bing. Who is a beautiful girl. Bing, 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 bing. And her wicked guardian. Paro, paro, paro. Live all alone on a farm. And all she has for company are a hen. And a dog. And a nanny goat. Bing, 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 bing. At this point in the symphony, along comes a handsome young trumpet. And when he clasps his eyes on this young girl, his heart goes. This is Czechoslovakian for thumping. And he gets so excited that he has a solo passage. Which brings us to the second movement, where the fiddle is happy. Bing, 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 bing. And the trumpet is happy. And suddenly, out stalks the French horn. Paro, paro, paro. The little fiddle is so putrefied, her bridge falls out. And the trumpet says, but the French horn is very objectionable to this. Paro, paro, paro. And the trumpet blows his top. Shut up! Now I know who you are. You are not a French horn at all. That bo, paro, paro had me fooled for a while, but gave you away. You are a German glockenspiel in disguise beyond a doubt, wanted by the police for drowning 12 little fiddles out. The glockenspiel tries to escape to his flat, but the animals are too sharp for him. Ow! Ow! In the leg! Ow! In the neck! Ow! In the face! Ow! In the other place! The glockenspiel is trapped, his escape they are foiling, so he jumps into a kettle drum, which is boiling. Boiling! Hooray, the bad old glockenspiel is dead. Happy little fiddle trumpet I wed.
Alors étrangement, Danny Kaye connaîtra son plus grand succès au cinéma dans un rôle pas aussi farfelu. Il va incarner le conteur Hans Christian Andersen dans une comédie musicale composée par Frank Loesser, l'auteur de Gags and Dolls. Un personnage doux rêveur qui ne peut s'empêcher de raconter des histoires aux enfants et donc n'a jamais le temps d'écrire ses propres histoires. Il tombera amoureux à Copenhague d'une ballerine qui s'avère mariée. Un film en 1952 avec quelques élégantes ballades et aussi une chanson à deux voix interprétée en duo avec Zizi Jeanmaire.
before and ever again. No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
It's incredible. No two people have ever been so in love. Been so as my lovey-dove.
And this is unique, the positive pico. We are the most unusual couple on earth.
No two people have ever moon such a
moon. Moon such a moon.
June such a June.
June such a June.
Spoon such a spoon.
What he means is that no two people have ever been so in tune.
Been so as my macaroon and I. And when we kiss,
and when we kiss,
and when we kiss,
when first is this,
it's hysterical, it's historical.
Let me tell it.
Well, certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in
been
love.
Been so in love.
It's impossible. No two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so as my lovey dove. And this is the cream, the very extreme, the sort of a dream you couldn't
well,
imagine.
Well, anyway,
at all.
No two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so as my lovey dove.
Mr. Anderson.
Un autre duo mémorable, cette fois c'est avec Louis Armstrong dans une biographie du trompettiste de jazz Red Nichols. Danny Kaye interprétait le musicien, la chanson s'intitule The Penny's Saint. Et vous allez l'entendre, sa voix est pas mal. Cette fois, il ne s'agit pas de citer des compositeurs russes très rapidement, mais des compositeurs de musique classique, tout simplement, sur un rythme de jazz.
When the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints go marching in,
ooh, yeah.
I wanna be,
ooh, yeah.
In that number. When the saints go marching in, and when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in, who's gonna play on the day when the saints go marching in?
Well, Louis, I'll explain that now. The mostest and the greatest,
from the oldest to the latest,
gonna play in the band in the great grandstand when the saints go marching in. Louis, what about Brahms?
He laid no bomb.
And Chopin?
Solid man. And Bach, that great old master.
Yeah, that great old master was a gasser.
Yes, but Mozart the most with all he had.
With the symphonies and operas and all that jazz.
Do you dig Rachmaninoff?
On and off.
Rimsky?
Of course. Ravel and Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, but don't forget Fats Waller.
I wouldn't do that. List adds a twist that you can't resist.
Yeah, yeah, put Liszt on that list.
When the saints go marching in. Here we go, man. When the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in.
Yeah, this cat digging me.
When the saints go marching in.
Face and all.
I want to be, ooh, in that number. Saint-Saëns,
Saint-Saëns,
and Georges Bizet,
Très Bizet,
Guitton, Souffé, Massenet,
and Offenbach.
Do you dig him, Jacques?
Very often.
Well, Frère Jacques, I dig you, Jacques. I did you, Jacques. How about Wagner?
Devout.
And Haydn?
Who?
Joseph Haydn.
Who?
Haydn.
We'll let him come out.
Paganini.
Rossini.
Toscanini.
Puccini.
Hachaturian.
Gozondai.
Thank you. And what's his name?
Mr. Vitaliza.
And you know that cat.
Eskifiza.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o
don't eat that. I'm a 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 don't eat that.
Not too high.
Not too low. Oh, where is it?
Un extrait du film The Five Pennies avec Louis Armstrong et Danny Kaye. Encore un duo, si vous voulez bien. Dans les années 60, Danny Kaye avait sa propre émission à la télévision, une heure hebdomadaire sur le réseau CBS où il recevait, chantait, dansait avec des amis et par exemple Gene Kelly avec qui il se met à danser sur une recette de cuisine de pâtes.
I gotta tell you something, we're gonna have a little more time in this recipe.
All right, I got more time.
Yeah. We got tomato paste.
Tomato paste.
And tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Well, you shake it up.
Shake it up.
And then you mince it well.
Mix it well.
Then you shake it up and you mix it well and stir. One clove of garlic. Another clove of garlic. And another clove of garlic. And another clove of garlic. Open the window and stir. Now you let simmer to a rich bubbling, boiling, fruitful bubbling. You sit at the table and you get that whiff, and then you know you can know it if you eat and you get that sauce, and you know what's coming and the rolling for. So when we get the pot there, we got it on the flame, and then we play it, it's a great big game. You get the sauce and prepare it well, pour it over pasta and serve.
And what do you got?
What do you got?
What do you got? Linguini!
Des pâtes, que dis-je, des linguini en duo avec Gene Kelly. Danny Kaye n'avait jamais pris de cours de musique, il ne savait pas lire la musique. Par contre, il savait parfaitement atteindre la note juste et savait utiliser son registre de baryton. Il va dans les années 40 s'associer aux Andrews Sisters pour enregistrer quelques standards.
Each morning a missionary advertises with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka to hosahi mahena. When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
don't want no jailhouse.
Shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Danny Kaye ce matin sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue à France Musique. Lorsque vous regardez sa discographie, vous constaterez qu'il a enregistré de nombreux albums de chansons aussi pour les enfants américains qui grandiront en écoutant son histoire de la musique et cette chanson devenue célèbre, To Be le Tuba. Il deviendra d'ailleurs à la fin de sa vie ambassadeur auprès de l'UNICEF, ce qui lui vaudra la Légion d'honneur en France. Il a aussi repris dans quelques albums à sa façon des standards de Broadway. Écoutez-le interpréter cette fameuse chanson du film Tous en scène, popularisée par Fred Astaire en Ami de bébé. Ça s'intitulait Triplets.
Three little unexpected children simultaneously. The doctor brought us and you can see that we'll be three forever and day. E-I-O, you wouldn't know how agonizing being triplets can be. Each one is individually the victim of the clinical day. E-I-O, every summer we go away to Baden, Baden, Baden. Every winter we come back home to Walla, Walla, Walla. We do everything alike. We look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes, and what an art it is to tell us apart. If one of us gets the measles, the other one gets the measles, then all of us gets the measles, and mumps, and croup. How I wish I had a gun, a little gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and only be one. Mrs. Hildendorfer loves to talk to Mrs. Goldenwasser of the day she went to Sloan's and had her silly willy. Mrs. Hudson Cooper loves to talk to Mrs. Elden Spritzel of her major operation when she had her twins. But when mother comes along, she silences the others. She accomplished something that is very rare in mothers. For example, just to prove that she was more than ample, she admits Lane Bryant thought that they were measuring a giant. Dr. Heimer Danner almost lost his bedside manner on the day that he first looked upon us three. We do everything alike, we look alike, we dress alike, we talk alike, we walk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes, and what an art it is to tell us apart. We eat the same kind of bowls, we drink from the same kind of bottles, we sit in the same kind of high chair, high chair, high chair. Mama says that we're a bore, and what is more, she didn't want to have us, and we didn't want to have her. No more.
Cinéma, disque, télévision, radio, Broadway fera de nouveau appel à Danny Kaye en 1970. C'est encore un compositeur chevronné qui pense à lui, Richard Rodgers. Dans Two by Two, Danny Kaye interprète le personnage principal, Noé, dans cette adaptation de l'Arche de Noé. Voici un des grands moments du spectacle. Noé, 600 ans au compteur, qui se voit rajeunir par Dieu. La chanson s'intitule « Ah, j'ai enfin 90 ans de nouveau ».
Something very funny going on. I haven't felt so good since God knows when. My every single sense is suddenly immense. I feel like I'm 90 again. My vision is a vision, not a blur. There's 40,000 feathers on that hen. Incredible results. Hey, look, I got a pulse. I feel like I'm 90 again. All of my faculties are stretching and yawning. I'm just like a sunrise. I'm dawning. You've got a new Noah on your hand. The Noah now is not the Noah then. I'm tougher than a tree. Don't mess around with me. I feel like I'm 90 M-U-M. Oh boy. Wee-um, what's that? The miracle's back. Here comes the second shift. Wee-um. That's nice. Ooh, oh, that's twice. Another attack of God's tremendous gift. I used to huff and puff and cough and wheeze, but now I'm like a lion in the den. Just look at me today. Hey, Esther, wanna play? I feel like I'm 90 again. My muscles all have muscles of their own. They're popping up like daisies in the glen. I'm frisky as a pup. Hey, Esther, hurry up! I feel like I'm 90 again. I can't believe all of this jumping and running. I've got to admit it, I'm stunning. Terrific thing that you've seen fit to do. I thank you, Lord, for all of it. Amen. It's light instead of dark. I'll finish up the arc. I feel like I'm 90. I feel like I'm 90. Oh, no, 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 no. I feel like I'm 90 again.
Et sur la page de 42e rue sur francemusique.fr, vous retrouverez les références des enregistrements diffusés ce matin. On vous a également mis une vidéo, vous pourrez voir Danny Kaye interpréter notamment la mélodie en 4F direction francemusique.fr. L'actualité des comédies musicales à Broadway avec l'arrivée annoncée d'une troisième comédie musicale inspirée d'un film de la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer cette saison. Après On the Town qui est à l'affiche depuis septembre, après Un Américain à Paris qu'on a découvert à Paris avant les Américains et qui ouvrira en avril, c'est Gigi qui sera adapté sur scène. Une nouvelle comédie musicale arrivera aussi, signée John Kander et Fred Ebb. À vrai dire, elle est dans les tiroirs depuis de nombreuses années. Elle arrive avec La Grande Chita Rivera, ça s'intitule The Visit et c'est une sombre histoire d'envie et de vengeance. On attend aussi à Broadway, d'ici le mois d'avril, l'adaptation de Docteur Jivago, et oui, un spin-off de Peter Pan intitulé Finding Neverland, et puis une reprise du Roi et moi avec Kelly O'Hara. Et puis plusieurs spectacles ont fermé. En janvier, il y a eu Pippin de Steven Schwartz. Quant au premier gros échec de la saison, outre une reprise de Side Show sur deux sœurs siamoises, il s'agit de la première comédie musicale signée Sting qui a fermé. Dimanche dernier, The Last Ship était inspiré par son enfance et par l'industrie navale dans le nord-est de l'Angleterre, l'histoire d'un jeune homme qui retourne dans son village après 14 ans et trouve cette industrie vouée à la fermeture dont les ouvriers décident de construire un dernier bateau, une comédie sociale à la Full Monty qui n'a pas trouvé son public, malgré le fait que Sting est incarné durant les fêtes l'un des acteurs principaux. En tout cas, l'album vient de sortir, on y retrouve toutes les performances et notamment ce grand numéro de Sally Ann Triplett. Elle incarne une femme d'employé péchu qui n'a pas la langue dans sa poche, une serveuse dans un bar qui pourrait réveiller les morts avec cette chanson intitulée « Show me some respect ».
Show some respect on this deck for the dear departed. Gather his round, let's be bound by the work he started. Save for your strength for the length of the task before us. Think on that ship on the slip where they can't ignore us. It's what he would have wanted. He'll not be disappointed. Each of us well appointed. We've all but been anointed. Such was our occupation. This means of our salvation. We'll make a rope out of our dreams and hopes and tribulations. We'll weave these strands together. We'll splice a rope and tether. And though we won't know whether it's fair or stormy weather, we'll quit this key and we'll cast this net of souls upon the sea.
Go on, Peggy.
Come strike the floor with your feet, all your lads and lasses. And if you're too old to dance, you can raise your glasses. Just come on in, take a spin in your dreams you've held her. What are you, man or a mouse?
or a shipyard welder. Shipman's getting out for waiting, so why you hesitating? Ships don't get built debating, all on's just contemplating. Wear out your old shoe leather, we're in this dance together. We'll pull the blades and feather in foul or clever weather. Each one of us connected, all trades and skills respected, always to be expected. We will not be defected. We'll quit this key and we'll cast this net of souls upon the sea.
Take your chances, just don't be left on the shores of regretful glances.
Show some respect, fill the deck, get the lashes twirling, 'cause they expect to be swept off their feet and whirling. Life is a dance, a romance, where you take your chances. Just don't be left on the shores of regretful glances. We may not drive Rolls Royces, we're hardly spoiled for choices. If we're to pay invoices, we need to raise our voices. Our strength is in communion, this Boilermakers Union. This shipwright welder's guild, with every working station filled. These bonds we splice together, we'll face all kinds of weather. Consider all
The Last Ship, une comédie musicale signée Sting avec un livret de John Logan. Le spectacle a fermé dimanche dernier à Broadway, mais l'album vient de sortir. Plus d'informations sur la page de 42e rue sur francemusique.fr où nous avons indiqué les références des disques diffusés ce matin. Et puis sur la page de l'émission, vous retrouverez également toutes les informations sur notre prochain concert, cabaret 42e rue, en direct en public du studio 106 dans 15 jours, dimanche 15 février, autour de Stéphane Laporte, adaptateur de comédie musicale de Broadway en France, du Roi Lion au Violon sur le Toit. L'entrée est libre, mais vous pouvez aussi réserver sur le site de la Maison de la Radio, maisondelaradio.fr. Voilà, vous étiez sur la 42e rue de France Musique, proposée par Laurent Vallière, préparée avec Martine Meunier et Rémi Bateau. Ce matin, à la technique, il y avait Bernard Laniel et à la réalisation, Perrine Mingui. Juste après le journal, restez avec nous, vous retrouvez Stéphane Grant.
Rideau.